The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. It is Kai FM 95.9. It is the best tea in the city. Broadcasting live from his lounge. Courtesy of the lockdown. Listen, it is episode 8 of our hashtag Done Up Talks series. An episode that comes on day 4. Yeah, lockdown in South Africa. And this basically means that another day for you and I, working from home. And yeah, no. Eh? Take it from me. Working from home has its benefits. All right? You don't have to deal with traffic. I hate traffic. You spend more time with the kids, which is fabulous. Most importantly, you are away from the very person or people who bully you at work. These are the people and the colleagues that you work with who make work a living hell for you. This person makes you feel like less of a man. This person. On a bully. Can you believe that? Umdalunga, you have a bully at work. So lockdown means you don't get to see them for at least 3 weeks. Bullies. Not only were they at school, they're now at work. As a man, have you ever experienced workplace bullying? And remember, the bully is not necessarily your boss. It's actually maybe even a peer or a colleague or even somebody who's not even connected to your department, but because you are in the same vicinity and you see each other 8 to 9 hours of the day, they feel, I'm going to pick on this guy. Is workplace bullying a reality? Is that a thing? And yes, we're focusing on men purely because it's Done Up Talks. So do men get bullied at work? Or are they the ones who are bullying others? I know of stories of female colleagues bullying men. Do you have stories to share here? Please. Men and bullies at work. That's your hashtag. Men and bullies at work. As we said, the best team in the city. Men and bullies at work. I mean, this lockdown has brought along a lot of restrictions. Restrictions for moving around freely, restrictions on the number of people to have around you. But the flip side of this is that you're working from home. As much as you miss your colleagues, there's a benefit from working. There's a benefit to working from home. Yeah? I mean, compliments of the lockdown. Yeah? You don't have to face your workplace bully. Nobody's shouting. Nobody's teasing you. No one is embarrassing you in front of your younger colleagues. And you can even see that you are feeling a lot better and you don't know why. Well, maybe it's your mental health showing some improvements because you don't have to deal with that bully. Right? Talk about bullying. Sia tweets now and says, Brati, this is deep. I have a guy at my office experiencing that. The guy even lost weight as a result of bullying. Huh? It's real. Especially when a person has a title. And HR will believe the one with the title. Hashtag men and bullies at work. 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Before I do that, Sherlock Jobe Wahabapela says, Uncle T, men do get bullied at work. And the worst form is emotional bullying and people trying to, by all means, to magnify your flaws or systematically create a system that will disadvantage you and render you incompetent. And then when you know what you're doing and you're good at it, you can overcome it. But sadly, they never get tired. They are relentless. So bullying is done by both men and women. It is never about just one gender. So, it's a sad state of affair. That much I can tell you now, all right? I'm taking my time to give you the 3 teaspoons because Keith has told me now that he needs a video like we nobody do. And because I have to now multitask, you see, I'm spoiled. And now he's going to be wondering how, where's the video? T, all right? Here are the 3 teaspoons on men and bullies at work. Number one, work overload. It's a form of bullying. Some companies have overtime and intense. Your company has you. As a junior, your work a bully makes you do three people's jobs all on your own. You know this, they know this, but you are too scared to speak up because this is your first job and you're afraid that speaking up may lead you to losing it. So you need the work experience and they're taking advantage of that. Two, your bully at work blocks opportunities. Yes, you've done all you can to show your company that you deserve opportunities, say to upskill yourself, to go to education, to get some education, to get a promotion. But the work bully just won't let that happen. They've done everything they can to block you. Yes, if they don't lie about the company not having funds, they're taking credit for your work, making you look like you're just a bum on the seat. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on man and bullies at work. Well, let's just say social media. What do I mean? Well, as if making your life difficult at work was not enough, your bully has also moved on to your social media. If not making sly comments on your posts, they're taking screenshots of your tweets and your Insta account and sharing them with colleagues to have a chuckle. So basically, social media has essentially extended their bullying to go beyond 8 hours that you normally tolerate at work. So they're basically even in your personal space. Do you have bullies? Men and bullies at work? Let's talk about that. Hello, girls. How you doing?
Hi, Koti.
Hi, Uncle T. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Grant. Hey, man. JJ, you're on lockdown.
I'm on lockdown. I'm just self-isolating from Kimeyu and the other people.
Wow. Jibana. Social distancing there. Listen, I'm a bully. It must be known. There are two girls in this building. When I Chris Ubang, there are two girls in this building who know. Mm. Kinele
and Mbali.
And Mbali.
Mm. Hey.
Kinele, share the story of how am I a bully?
We can't eat what we want to eat. Thank Uncle you. T monitors everything that we put in our mouth. Mm-hmm. And Uncle T is that person who will bully you even about your dreams. Dare you say, huh, Uncle T, I want to get a car in March. He will bully you to a point where you get a loan to get that car. He's a bully. Uncle T, you are a bully.
I know.
Yes. Sure.
Mm. JJ, have I bullied you? Have I bullied you, JJ?
No, just for the time. Just for your time.
What do you mean?
Bullied me for paying if I'm late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, explain to Afropolitans, what does that mean?
You mean the time?
Yeah, what do you mean? So I fine you for being late.
Yeah, with radio, we have to respect clocks. So if maybe one of us is late for example, if I'm late with to go on air with the traffic, my traffic must be the allocated time, which is 1 minute, 30 seconds. I can't go beyond that. And I cannot forget to announce what's coming next. Otherwise, I must take out money, which is the amount of Kimele.
50 rands for any transgression, right?
But can I also say that you also do the same? So I've also found a way to say, let's bully him into actually taking out this money, because we can't be doing this on our own. So when he's also late to take my news, he has to take out money, and he has.
Yeah. But I would say this is a healthy way of bullying, or am I talking from a position of power here?
You are talking from a position of power, because Uncle T, you can't, like, I can't eat, guys. I can't eat what I want to eat. I have to tell him in advance, something. Can
but
I
what
eat?
Is the reason? What is the reason behind it?
Because you want me to be healthier.
Thank you. We talk about bullies rocking your boat at work, and not in a good way, not in a flattering way, not at all. They basically make life unbearable for you. So when you are working from home, you kind of like shielded from it, unless you have an email bully. You know, bullying has no bounds. If it can follow you to social media, it will follow you even via email. You will feel the person's wrath via your email because you're working from home. Yeah. To a point that you are a nerve wreck. Why? Because you're working with a bully. We're talking about bullying even in adulthood. Because if you think about it, at school, if you're being bullied, you tell a particular teacher, and that teacher will then tell the parents of the bully, and then that kind of sort of sorts it out, if it does. What about at work? You go to HR to report the bully, and then, because the bully can then go to the parents or to the spouse, the HR can't go there to try and find a way of sorting it out. And if HR gets involved, what then happens with the relationship, with the power dynamics in the organization? Especially, let's say, if this bully is somebody you report to. Intimidation follows. Actually, it's just a vicious cycle. Is there a solution to this? Maybe you have been in this particular spot before. Please share. Maybe you're in HR. You have dealt with a case like this before. Please share. Or maybe you are a coach or a psychologist that has dealt with somebody who was dealing with bullying issues at work, and you have some insights on this. Please call us, because Last Sip is coming up, 086-000-0059. And the reason this topic is quiet on social media, because we're talking about the vulnerability that is men. Men not crying, men not standing up after or standing up against spousal abuse when he is being abused by a spouse. Because how do you even go to a police station and say, umfazi wami angishaye? Obviously, we think laughable, but it's a reality. And when you say to a man, are you being bullied at work? How do you expect him to go on social media to say, yes, I am? They'll talk in third person, or they'll talk about another person. And for that, for those who did, thank you. But I understand why there's not so much that you can read on the hashtag. But Last Sip, I hope you'll hear more stories. Because Lawant Badlangama Pipe, all day, every day. Why? Because there's a bully at work. Hashtag men and bullies at work. Men and bullies at work. All right? What has been your observation? What has been your experience? What insights do you have? Have you ever seen any recalls for somebody who came through and said, hey, I'm being bullied? Call me now. 086-000-0959.
Take the Last Sip. Call 086-000-0959.
All right, if you're an intern, chances are you are experiencing some form of bullying, because most times that some companies will make you, you know, do the overtime and do workloads of three people or so on. Why? Because you need the experience when you know and they know that this is basically an overload. Some people will go as far as even blocking opportunities for your growth. Yeah. You do all you can do to show the company that you deserve an opportunity to upskill or get a promotion. But no. Your bully will be the stumbling block. Your bully even goes after you, even after hours. Worse, via social media. Screen grab what you post and kind of make fun and poke and fun at you and so on and so forth. And even go as far as commenting on some of your posts. And in that way, they are basically in your space beyond the 8/9 hours that you tolerate at work. You are being bullied. But it's one thing to know that you are bullied, but it's another for you to stand up and say, admit that you are being bullied. Have you ever thought about it that way? Have you ever even gone as far as saying, I can't believe I'm an adult and I have a bully? You know, I mean, to even think about that, as I'm saying this, chances are our parents were also being bullied. Can you imagine your dad having a bully at work? What? It's unheard of, right? You are in HR, you are a labor specialist, or maybe you yourself have experienced this. Hashtag men and bullies speaks exactly about you. And I know it's not an easy topic to come forth and say, yeah, not true. I am being bullied. It's like you are trying to open up your vulnerabilities to the world. And I get it and I respect that. But at least acknowledge that it is happening and seek intervention if possible. However, I wish I had all the answers. I wish, like I said, those who specialize in this field to come forth and say, hey, this is how you deal with it. Because most people are afraid of intimidation should they stand up and say, I am being bullied. All right? So I'm not surprised by the quiet calls on our line. And so I get it. So
But it's a topic, a very important topic that we need to talk about. It is Kaya FM 95.9. Who do we have on the line? Oh, Tabang is on the line. Hey, Tabang, good morning.
Good morning to us.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome.
Yes, but I was having a problem here at work, man. It was not good at all.
What happened? You had a bully?
Yes, yes. And it was worse. Even if I think of it now, I just feel like crying, man. Sure. This guy, he's 1970 something somewhere there. I'm born and I'm 34 now.
Yeah.
So guy will physically abuse me, man.
Wait a minute, physically?
Yes.
As in clap at the facey?
But I'm telling you.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, there was a day, and then I ended going up to my manager and telling him what was going on and all the stuff.
Who is he? Is he your supervisor? Is he somebody who's working in a different department? Just paint a picture of how are you and this guy working together.
No, we're working together. It's not a supervisor or something. So, but I think he was having 11 years in the company. So everything, it was like he knows everything all.
And so you being new, he took it out on you.
Yes, and I was having a year and a half with the company. So I saw this thing is going on. So I went to the manager and reported him. So the manager said he wanted to hold a meeting. But I said, no, I was just warning you about that this thing is happening and now I'm fed up. So if it happens again, I'm going to the police station. So it did happen again. I went to the manager and I told him, can you please look to the cameras and see what's going on in our office? So, and then he looked at to the camera and I went out from work. I went to the police station because he physically abused me and he knocked me down.
Sure. Tell me.
Yes, but it was hard.
And then what happened after you opened up a case?
No, he got fired. I didn't proceed with the case at our police station because I told my manager that if he don't get fired or it's either I lose the job because I can't come to work like this. Like I'm not happy at all.
So the bully ended up losing the job?
Yes.
So they fired him?
They fired him and he took it further with the CCMA. We did win there, but he didn't win.
And now, have you ever met him outside the office?
No, we're from different locations. I'm from the other side of Johannesburg in Deep Sloot. It's from East Rand.
But should you meet?
I don't know what's going to happen, but he made me like I've got anger inside me because of...
Yes. Oh, my word.
If... If we meet, I don't know what's going to happen.
So, wait a minute. So, how long did you work with him?
I will say 2 years. 1 year, 8 months.
Sure. So, tell me every morning you wake up, you go to work. Tell me about the feeling of waking up knowing that you have to face this guy.
But I will sometimes, like, let me say, today I will just want to ignore him. And you will come with jokes, we laugh, but hey, it was something else. It was very difficult. You know, when this topic came up today,
yes,
I just said to myself, I wish he was still here so that he can listen to the radio, or maybe where he is, if he's listening, he knows he was a bitter person.
So he needed help, right?
He needed help. I think he still needs help if he didn't go somewhere else to get the help. Because everyone was complaining about him, but they didn't do anything.
Are you getting help?
So it was a habit for him. For me, I did get help. I did go for counseling.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Is it working? Is it helping?
Yeah, it's helping, man. I'm now okay.
And how long did you go for counseling for?
I've been in counseling for 3 days in different weeks. Yeah, I think started going for counseling. My last counseling was from last month. It was my last day for counseling, yes.
And then you are cleared now?
Now I'm cleared, but going to work, it was something else for me. It was like I have kids. I'm a married man, so when I'm at home, like I was thinking, if my daughter comes from school and telling me this one,
no,
everything was coming back. Like, this is what's happening to me. I'm working, but it's happening to me at work.
And wasn't there a point where you started blaming yourself? Maybe you thought you were attracting it, right?
No, man. Like, when I came in, I was wondering about the guy. Like, he sometimes just lose it, but I could see, man, this is worse.
So you started losing it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's what I went through, man.
Tabang, thank you so much for calling and sharing that story. I'm glad that you went for counseling, and I think I'm glad that you are feeling much, much better now.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Charity, hi.
Hi, Tibos.
How's it, man?
Kishapo, I'm bro.
Are you the bully?
No, I'm not the bully. I want to show off an experience. Last week, I spoke of how I spent time in prison. And, you know, one of the things that I realized is that prison wardens, they bully, you see, the newly recruits.
Yeah.
I've seen how they bully them. You know, they would bully them so bad, such that it's like they're initiating them. They somehow develop prisoner's mentality. Those are prison warrants, you know, to a point that some will force other, the newly recruits, to start smuggling in prison.
Hi.
You know, so it was so bad, such that they even, you know, physically harm them. You know, Baba Shapa, Okre, Mtumung, one Khala Litronkong as a warden, and then he will beat up the newly recruit. And before you know it, in a year or two, all Emily newly recruit, I understand that the prison language and the prison movement, when the new recruits come in, he will do the same thing. So this thing is real. It's happening, bullying. I don't know in other places, because I've never been into
into a workplace.
You know, into the I've never been there, you know, because I had to work for myself. I had to create myself for myself. But I've seen this happening. And these are guys that end up becoming criminals, warrants, becoming criminals at work. You know, they develop the mindset because of how they were initiated or welcomed into the working environment.
Thank you for sharing that, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work. Remember, give us your, is it your Facebook page you spoke about last time, or where we get in touch with you, because you are dealing with teaching kids about how to stay away out of prison, right?
Yes, especially the boy child who was together with their family. They can contact me directly. My number 073-092-6698 or Chere Tapelomatek on Facebook, on Twin Foundation on Facebook, or Chere Initiative. They can find me on those platforms too. Thank you so much.
All the best, my brother. Thank you so much. There you have it.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.